So it looks like your government is having a little trouble getting all these people to take these here jabs. And that's a good thing. Yeah, I'm proud of the South Carolina National Guard. Now these boys here, according to my sources, somewhere around 50% of them are refusing these here jabs. And so, you know, they have to go through this rigmarole where they have to go to a medical examination and they get talked to there. Then they have to schedule an appointment with a chaplain, and it's a whole process. Well, there are not but six chaplains in the whole South Carolina National Guard. And here it is, they got to talk to half, maybe, who knows, 3,000, 3,500 people. And then they have to have a write-up on each one of them. How long is that going to take? The mandate's already over with now. Huh? What are they going to do? Why isn't Henry McMaster, who says he's going to fight the mandates through the gates of hell, why isn't he doing an executive order saying, look here, you boys come on back. There's not going to be any mandates and all. We're not going to put up with this. How come he hadn't done an executive order telling all these corporations and everything, look, we're not playing by this mandate thing. The OSHA rule or not, any of that. You start to do that, you start to fire employees or require employees mandates, I'm going to send some kind of law enforcement over yonder to give you a little chit-chat. But all across the country, you're seeing people standing up. You're seeing police all over the country, up in New York City, and firefighters and all these people standing up. And look, you know, if you want to take a jab, that's fine, but you're not going to force me to take a jab, and nobody can force me to take a jab. The Americans are finally standing up, and I'm proud of you. Man, I'm proud of you. Even the people that got the jab voluntarily, a lot of them are standing up saying no to these mandates. You can't force people. If it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, everybody in the world would try to get it. And guess what? You wouldn't have to give it away for free. All these secret deals and blackmail deals and all that Pfizer has done all over the country, all over the world. There's stories about blackmail where you have to, the country has to give up everything. The Pfizer gets no liability for anything, and they have to put up some natural resources and all just in case all the damage is done. There's reports of heart swelling and everything, and here comes the FDA and the CDC saying, you know, it's perfectly safe and effective for your kids 5 years old to 11 years old. Y'all come and get the shots. And then old poopy pants Biden says, oh, you know what? We're going to put little vaccine clinics in all the schoolhouses. Well, you know what? That's already been happening. Right here in my little county of Kershaw County, the little school district is joined up with MUSC to have little vaccine clinics. And then at football games on Friday night, you can get in for free if you get your shot. And the shot's free too. All warp speeded by the T-Man. Oh, all the liberals back then, oh, I'm not taking the T-Man shot. But as of January 20th, and it became Poopy Pants Biden's shot, oh God almighty, we got to get it. And all you people got to get it too. Everybody got to get it. I think there's some people getting fed up. Now, I know a lot of people are under pressure and their jobs and all this kind of stuff, but what is your job worth your life? We have no idea what the long-term effects are going to be. According to a lot of the studies and a lot of the well-known scientists, it looks like the T-cells are going to be the ones that are the most dangerous, and that later on, you're going to be susceptible to all kinds of any disease that you, like diabetes, it'll be exacerbated. Heart disease, you'll have heart attacks. Liver disease, you'll have, it'll go on and on and on, and they will not tag it to the shot, y'all. Ain't nothing going to be counted. And the genocide will roll on and on and on. But there's a lot of Americans, a lot of hard-working, blue-collar Americans. They're saying, you know what? It looks like a duck. It quacks like a duck. It must be a duck. And I ain't going to take it no more. And I applaud them wholeheartedly. What's happening is the trust in the American government is finally breaking down. Yeah, the trust that these people had, that I had many decades ago now, the trust has been broken. And these scientists and these experts, who trusts them now? Huh? Remember when they told you, oh, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, one mask, two masks? Oh, if you get your shots, you're going to be good to go. Oh, sorry, you got to get a booster every 6 months. You've been lied to. I hate to tell y'all people. I really do. But to all you people now realizing what's going on, are you going to let them come after your kids? Are all these adverse events that are happening all over the place that none of your mainstream media is going to tell you about, what's going to happen when those come to your kids? And all these people that bought into it, all these mamas and daddies and their kids get injured? I pity those politicians that hadn't been standing up. Ralph Norman, Lindsey Graham, your boys' days are numbered. Julie Burns, and that right here in my county, Julie Burns, Sammy Tucker, Jimmy Jones, all of you. You hadn't stood up yet, you better stand up now, because the time's coming when people are going to figure out this lie. And when they do, they're going to be madder than hell, boys. Madder than hell. And I'm glad to see the Americans finally standing up. And we all must stand together now. Come clean. Tell everybody, yep, I was lied to, y'all. I don't trust them. I don't trust the scientists anymore. Damn sure don't trust politicians. Everybody known their entire life politicians are liars, and now you want to trust them. Just something to think about, guys. Till next time, peace.